Stage 8. Lesson 110. A letter to a friend. Recent. Envelope. Naturally. So-so.
Dear Mary, thank you for your letter. I am sorry to hear that you have not been very well recently. I hope you will get better soon. When you do get better, I would like you to come and see me, as I have something rather special to show you. Yours sincerely, Joan.
Instead of Dear Mary, Joan might have written Dear Miss Smith or Dear Ms. Smith. It naturally depends on how well Joan knows Mary Smith and how close their friendship is. On the envelope, Joan would write Mary's name and address. Miss Mary Smith, 129 Wellington Road, Leeds, Yorkshire. The title Miss is used for single women and Mrs. for married women, whilst Ms. is used when it is not known if the woman is married or single, or for women who do not think such married or single titles should be used, as they are not used for men. The title Mr. does not show if a man is married or not. When we write a letter to a friend, where do we put our name and address on the letter paper?
When we write a letter to a friend, we put our name and address in the top right-hand corner of the paper.
What do we call the person we are writing to?
We call the person we are writing to Dear Mary, Dear Miss Smith, etc., depending on how close the friendship is.
How do we close the letter?
We close the letter with Sincerely Joan, Henry, etc.
What do we write on the envelope?
Miss Mary Smith, 129 Wellington Road, Leeds, Yorkshire.
What is the most recent film you have seen? What was it like? That is, was it good or bad or just so-so? So equals very. Why do you suppose films are so popular?
I suppose films are so popular because we can see how other people live without suffering what they suffer, etc.
To look forward to equals to wait for with pleasure. What kind of things do you look forward to most? Let me see equals allow me to think or give me time to think. What does the expression let me see mean?
The expression let me see means allow me to think or give me time to think.
On what kind of occasion do we use it?
The kind of occasion on which we use it is when we are thinking about something and we are not quite sure of the answer.
Chance, workman, dismiss, jungle. 50-50, take a chance. If you were the owner of a business and one of your workmen stole something from the business, would you give him a second chance or would you dismiss him at once? Supposing there was a place, shall we say, somewhere in the middle of the jungle of South America, where you knew for sure that there was about £1 million worth of gold, but the chances of returning alive were only 50-50. Would you go and take a chance and try your luck, or would you just stay at home and dream about it? Whistle. What am I doing?
You're whistling.
Deed. Why should we judge a person by his deeds more than by his words?
We should judge a person by his deeds more than by his words because it's easier to say things than to do them.
Grease. What do we use grease for?
We use grease for parts of a car.
Pink. What do we mean when we say that someone's in the pink of condition?
When we say that someone's in the pink of condition, we mean that they are in good health because their face is a pink colour.
Scissors. What do we use a pair of scissors for?
We use a pair of scissors for cutting paper, cloth, etc.
Idiom 13. Nail to the point. Hits the nail right on the head equals to say something exactly to the point. For example, what you've just said has really hit the nail right on the head. What does the idiom hit the nail right on the head mean?
The idiom, hit the nail right on the head, means to say something exactly to the point.
Give me an example, please.
What he said, hit the nail right on the head, and we could see the problem perfectly.